27 years ago, the writer James Ellroy began publishing a series of novels he called The L.A. Quartet. The books were dark, full of grisly murders, corrupt cops, and dangerous criminals. Well, now Ellroy has embarked on a new quartet, beginning with a novel released this week called Perfidia. It acts as a prequel to The L.A. Quartet. Many of the old characters reappear, but younger. We meet them right before the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Here's Jason Sheehan with a review.
There are a lot of reasons not to read Perfidia. It's long and sprawling, with about 1 million pages and 10,000 characters. So if that kind of thing scares you, you're going to want to go back to The Hunger Games. It's a brutal book. A quick gunshot to the head is a good way to go in James Ellroy's L.A., and not many characters get that kindness. It's also a tough book to read. There's terrible, casual racism, reflecting the terrible, casual racism of the time. And Perfidia is a book with no good guys. Even the most sympathetic characters are despicable. A girl with a past, the only Japanese officer in the LAPD, and then there's Dudley Smith, who we met years ago in Ellroy's first L.A. Quartet. He's a sergeant here, charming and funny, sure, but worming his way up through the ranks, popping bennies, smoking opium, and threatening to kill almost everyone he meets. He's a tough guy to root for. So there's all that. Plenty of reasons to pass on this book. But here's why you should read it. Because it's beautiful. Because it's epic and deep. Because it evokes a time and a place that's too often made glossy and innocent in our memories. The story rips along. On the eve of the Pearl Harbor attack, a Japanese family is found murdered in their home. The bodies arranged to make it look like ritual suicide. At its black heart, Perfidia is a police procedural. But like all great procedurals, the case is just the motivator. It's the thing that gets the characters up and running around as Pearl Harbor is bombed and Japanese internment begins. There are some issues. I'm not really kidding when I say there are 10,000 characters, because every twisting subplot comes fully staffed with guys named Two Gun and Buzz and Bucky, and Ellroy's women are all Cassandras and Christian Dior, a little too smart, too prescient, and too always in the thick of it to be entirely believable. But still, read the book. Do it because the flaws are minor and the virtues vastly outweigh them, because Ellroy has a way of giving gravitas to ugliness and making brutality beautiful. His L.A. might not be a city of angels, but the devils he conjures tell a hell of a tale.
The novel is Perfidia by James Ellroy. Our reviewer was writer Jason Sheehan.